Tonight's topic, okay, is to my divorced or separated parents and the impact that that divorce or separation has on their child at school, okay? Whew, this topic, one I wasn't going to talk about. If earlier this week I did a poll, and so I was headed in the direction of that poll wanting to know what people felt about certain policies, but right before the live, God took me in a completely different direction, and so I tried to I flow with him. So this is where we're at, right? Some things that I want to say to parents who are divorced and separated for whatever reason, it's you got to do what's best for you, right? But if you have children and you fall in that situation, you also have to think about the decisions that you make and the impact that that has on a child. Now, I'm a middle school principal, and so we know that there are impacts when they're little, but when they are middle school and in high school, especially that middle school age, hey, Kwani, thank you for joining me, love. We begin to see a little bit more with the acting out or them becoming more like drawing in, and other things. So like the things that you guys do impacts on a greater level, right? And so I want to say this, if you are divorced, if you're separated in a school setting, make sure that you are on one accord. Okay, make sure you're on one accord. And a lot of people are like, okay, well, what does that look like? I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you. Okay, that means attending meetings together. I hate him though, I hate her though. Yeah, but you have a child though, right? And so when you produce a baby in this world, hey Bessie Boo, thank you for joining Dr. Perkins. When you have a child, again, yes, it's important for how you feel, but you have to think about the impact of your decisions on that child. And so being on one accord for your child's sake in school is always going to be what's best. You do attend meetings together. You're sitting there, you're listening, you're talking, because what you're giving is what's going to be what you're receiving, and then what you're giving. We all know men think very differently from women, right? And so we hear parent conferences different. Sometimes, you know, you as a man may hear them saying, you know, the school saying, well, we just need a little bit some more support here. And the mom may hear something totally different, right? And so it's not, you know, y'all have to be best friends, but it is y'all need to be showing up to that school together and doing what's best for the child. That means attending curriculum nights, games, performances together. You don't have to sit together. Okay, you done moved on and you done got you some new booze. Well, I hope the new booze done met you anyway. We done seen some stuff. But it would be best if all the booze knew each other and could get on one accord for the children that are in the situation. And so attending the extracurricular activities that your child does, you don't, again, have to sit with them. Thank you for joining, Vicky. Hey, Samantha. How are you, sweetheart? Well, those beautiful, beautiful babies. You don't have to sit together, but just being there, looking out into the crowd and there and them seeing your faces, your boo's face, the mama, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. Trust me, I'm telling you. Being available for emergencies. When the school calls because the baby's sick or something happens, and we call one parent and you like, well, call the other parent. Thank you for joining. Hey, Minister Raquel, you join the other parent. Call the other parent because I can't. What other parents saying? Well, I can't call the other parent. Then y'all call each other and it's nothing but an arguing match or cussing and fussing. But your baby over here sick. No. Somebody, there should be a schedule of how and who gonna be available for emergencies. There should always be a plan. If something were to happen, although we're not together, how are we going to make sure that our baby is taken care of? Okay, this is a big one, and especially in Black and Brown communities, I'm happy to see it happening a little more. But get counseling together and with the child for the child. Okay, that means, hey, look, we're going to get our own counseling so that we can at least know how to co-parent well. And at some point we need to bring the baby in, our child in, so that all three of us are getting strategies and the counseling, the situations that we need to make sure that we're good for the child. I keep going back to making decisions that are best for the child, because it is, as adults, you know how to handle, well, not all adults know how to handle situations, but you have a lot better concept, I hope. But that baby is helpless. That baby, no matter how old they are, middle school, high school, rely very heavily on their parents to show them. Hi, Octavia. Thank you for joining. They rely very heavily on their parents for guidance. And so you got to be straight. You got to be right before you can start trying to pour into your child. You know, that saying is true. What is it? Broken people break people. Or you know what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying, right? Hurt people hurt people. Thank you, Lord. Hurt people hurt people. That is so true. It's also true when we don't get ourselves together, we end up hurting our children, right? Because now they're carrying our mess and wounds from, well, he cheated, well, now I'm mad, and all men are dogs, and they ain't nothing. And then you fussing at the child. You just like your stinking daddy. You just like your raggedy mama. Now you're making the child feel like there's something wrong with them because you upset with the person you chose. That's for another day. I'm gonna move on. Get counseling though together for you and for the child. For the child, show up to the school with a united front, regardless of the feeling personally. Together, we're gonna walk up in here. I don't like you. I know we ain't talked in 2 months. Personally, we ain't really talked. But when we walk up in here, we are walking up in here and we're going to have a decent conversation, not a shouting match, and find out what we need to do that's going to help push our babies forward. Okay? When there is discourse, it makes it harder. Now hear me, for some people be here talking, I knew it and I'm ready to report that school. Hear me clear. It is not impossible, but it does make it harder to provide all the services a child needs when there is discourse, okay? For instance, I'm going to go back to counseling. One parent wants counseling, the other doesn't. But yet the baby is at school showing signs of some social emotional distress. The social workers, the guidance counselors, the teachers, you know, they're pouring out, but they can't do but so much without consent. If you have both parents listed on all the school stuff, they need consent from both, right? They can't just say, well, mama said, and we see the signs, so we believe this is best. They're not able to issue that if both parents' names are listed up there, okay? So that's what I mean when I say it makes it harder. Not impossible, because we have ways, strategies, and stuff we can use, but it does make it a little bit more harder, okay? Another thing, going back to those info cards. Hey, Carmeletta, thank you for joining, sweetheart. Going back to those info cards, okay? Mm-hmm. Going back to the info cards. Both of y'all up there, y'all just got into a huge argument. Now, well, you ain't going to see the child. I'm going to go up there to the school and tell them that you can't get them. Well, if they on that card, they can. So we as the school, you can call whoever you want. We as a school can't stop that parent from getting that child if both their names are up there, right? And so that's a thing. But we've seen it where I'm mad. We just had this bad argument. Now I'm about to come and pull the child out of school early so you don't get them. Or we were both thinking we were going to do that, but we happened to be there and meet each other at the same time. Hey, LaWanda Boo, thank you for joining, sweetheart. Happy New Year. But now we done met each other at the same time. Now we about to fight in the parking lot, right? All of those things, those are things that make it very hard for a child. And we're dealing with issues, right? Issues that no school should want. And on top of that, now you're embarrassing the child because they're dealing with two parents arguing in the parking lot acting crazy, or in the front office because both y'all names on the card, but you mad at each other, and now you don't want the other one to take the other person home. Now you're lying about abuse. Now I want to be clear. There are some real abuse situations. That's why investigations and stuff are so pertinent within the school, within the court system. And one thing I know about my God and having discernment or having people around you who have discernment. Hey there. Oh my God. Prophetess Barnes. Hey, beautiful. Hey, Minister Pearl. Thank y'all for joining. Is eventually the truth comes out. But it, I have had, we have seen situations, I told you I've been doing this 18 years, where we get a parent, they're so mad at each other. Now they lying, talking about, well, you know, they was abusing them over the weekend. And so now it's like, well, now the school, but guess what? We can't do anything about that. If they're on that card, we have to. Now, for the parents who hear me about, oh, so that's all I got to do and get their name off the car. You're not going to be able to do that without some paperwork from the courts that says they have to be removed from the car. Okay? So, make sure that you guys are on one accord for things like that. Also, children talk. Y'all, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Give me one second. Let me put this there. All right. Children talk. Okay? They talk. And I'm gonna say this because we always hear, make sure your house is in order, and we're talking about that with the Lord. That's for those that are Christians, right? Make sure your house in order. I'm telling you as a principal too, you better make sure your house in order, because children talk. Some of them talk a lot, some of them talk, well, some of them talk a little, and some of them talk a lot, okay? And they start sharing stuff that you may not necessarily want shared, okay? So, you and the other parent are having issues. Those are y'all issues separate from that child. Have private conversations. Don't be cussing each other out right there in front of the child. Now they hear that. They come to school. They sad. Hey, Misha. Hey, boo. Thank you for joining. Now they're in school sad. Well, now you got a caring teacher, a caring administrator, counselor, whoever that comes in like, baby, what's wrong? And then they decide to open up and now they're telling us some stuff. Okay? There is a way to communicate. I want you to hear me. I am a single mom. Anything I speak to y'all on, I am by no means perfect. But I thank God for my career in education, because it has taught me, based on what I've seen, how I need to move in my own personal situations. Okay? You don't be cussing and acting a fool in front of those children. You don't know the impact that it has on them. And just because a child is quiet, they don't say much, those are ones that concern me the most. More than those who are vocal, because some of them act out and they fight, they angry, they bully. It's sad, but at least it's coming out. Like, there's some signs. We can work with that. But them quiet ones, them the ones that be bringing weapons to school, them the ones that be writing them little notes and doing other stuff, and they're missed because they're quiet. Parents, your issues are not your child's issues. Them conversations are in private. Them conversations are in private. Those conversations are in private. Stop saying any and everything in front of your child. Stop dogging the other parent out, because I look at it this way. You talking about them like a dog, but you the one that laid down with them. And so it says a lot about you too, boo. Now, granted, we all evolve, and we're supposed to evolve. We're supposed to grow up, right? We're supposed to. That ain't true for everybody, because we still got some 60-year-olds doing stuff they were doing to their twitties. It don't make sense to me, but it ain't none of my business. It's the Lord's, right? My job is to make heaven crowded. Yeah, you see my sweat? Make heaven crowded. That's my job. But what they do ain't nothing. Anywho, just be careful. Be careful what you're saying. Be careful what you're doing in front of kids. This ain't a part of it, but I'm going to say it. Those of you who have moved on and gotten new boos, there's still some stuff your children shouldn't be seeing or hearing. So if you can't work out a schedule, get you some people who can help you, babysitters, family members, or whatever, and get a schedule worked out, there's probably some other stuff you shouldn't be doing in the presence of children. Even if you married, there's probably some stuff, you know, there's a time and stuff for everything, because I'm telling you, children talk, especially in middle school. And then they start picking up those characteristics. Middle school, especially 7th grade, is when they begin to start, they're confused. They don't know who they are. They don't know who their friends are, whatever thing. But they start, and then you see them in eighth grade, and they a whole new person. You're like, wait a minute. That's because they forming some stuff. And a lot of that stuff they're forming their opinions about themselves on is what's coming from home. Okay? So remember that. Be careful. Just be careful about how you move in front of your children, period. Again, not perfect. I have a very highly intelligent, both my kids are, but that four-year-old, honey, I've had moments in the car with a little bit of road rage. I had to get myself together, had the Lord had that take that out, because she was repeating some stuff, and I'm like, what you say? Don't you say that. But mommy, she didn't say it, but for me, it's like, but you said it. And so you got to be careful, you know, what you teach, okay? All right. Let's make sure that we represent ourselves in a way that shows our children how to collaborate, how to do hard things well, and how they can work with anyone. Because those are all skills they're going to need anyway when it's time to come into the workforce. So what? Y'all didn't work out and you went your separate ways. So what? You don't like each other. But in life, you're going to meet and work with people that aren't your cup of tea. You wouldn't pick them on a bad day, good day, or any other day. However, you have to learn to work with anybody. You doing that is your child's first teacher. So when they do get to college, high school, your careers, and they have to do projects and different things, guess what? Well, I saw my parents do it, so I know that I'm able to do this, right? That's all I have for y'all. I just want us to be, as parents, I want us to make sure that what we are instilling in this generation is good. How can I put it? I want to make sure we're just doing right by our kids. It breaks my heart as a principal, the things that I've seen over the years. There have been some super severe cases. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart when I see, hey, Joyce, thank you for joining, sweetheart. It breaks my heart when I see kids suffering at the hands of their parents. And it's not the physical, it's the verbal, it's the mental, it's the emotional, because the parents can't get it together. You better make sure that you know, that you know, that you know who you're laying down with. Speaking of that, that's my plug in for my How to Spot a Counterfeit on January 25th at 11 a.m. And it's Zoom. It is $10. But talking to you about how to spot a counterfeit, because that I went through a situation like that, and I want to just share and help other women and men not to fall. But you recognize the signs. Really get to know each other. We have created a generation of children, of people where you just, it's so quick. Everybody, I'm going to just do me. Well, do when you looks like I'm just going to sleep down with this person. Now we're pregnant. Now we got a baby. But you don't know who you just laid down with. Now there's some characteristics and stuff you don't like, and you like, wait a minute, hold up. But in there, you're trying to take it out on that child. That ain't got nothing to do with that child. So you got to deal with that too. That's why I say get the counseling you need for you. Get the counseling y'all need together to co-parent, and get the counseling together with that child. All right. So that's all I have for you guys. Go enjoy the weather, whatever that looks like for you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I love connecting with you guys. You guys have just loved on me in such a major way, and I do appreciate you. And I want you to stay tuned for next Friday at 5:30 p.m. right here on this blue app, as we do another note from the principal's desk. Peace.